Chapter 2. A Strangely Familiar Feeling. Musical Seizures. John S., a robust man of 45, had been in perfect health until January of 2006. His working week had just started. He was in the office on a Monday morning and went to get something from the closet. Once he entered the closet, he suddenly heard music. Classical, melodic, quite nice, soothing, vaguely familiar. It was a string instrument, a solo violin. He immediately thought, where the hell is that music coming from? There was an old discarded electronic device in the closet, but this, though it had knobs, had no speakers. Confusedly, in a state of what he later called suspended animation, he groped for the controls of the device to turn the music off. Then, he says, I went out. A colleague in the office who saw all this described Mr. S. as slumped over, unresponsive, in the closet, though not convulsing. Mr. S.'s next memory was of an emergency medical technician leaning over him, questioning him. He could not remember the date, but he remembered his name. He was taken to the emergency room of a local hospital where he had another episode. I was lying down. The doctor was checking me over. My wife was there. Then I started to hear music again, and I said, it's happening again. And then, very quickly, I was out of it. He woke up in another room, where he realized he had bitten his tongue and cheeks and had intense pain in his legs. They told me I had had a seizure, the full thing, with convulsions. It all occurred much quicker than the first time. Mr. S. had some tests and was put on an anti-epileptic drug to protect him against further seizures. Since then, he has had more tests, none of which showed anything amiss, a situation not uncommon with temporal lobe epilepsy. Though no demonstrable lesion showed up on brain imaging, he mentioned that he had suffered a fairly severe head injury at the age of 15, a concussion at least, and this may have produced slight scarring in the temporal lobes. When I asked him to describe the music he heard just before his seizures, he tried to sing it, but could not. He said he could not sing any music, even if he knew it well. He said he was not too musical in any case, and that the sort of classical violin music he had heard before his seizure was not at all to his taste. It sounded whiny, cat-like. Usually he listens to pop music, yet it seemed familiar somehow. Perhaps he had heard it long ago, as a child. I told him that if he ever did hear this music, on the radio perhaps, he should note what it was and let me know. Mr. S. said that he would keep his ears open, but as we talked about it, he could not help wondering whether there was just a feeling, perhaps an illusion of familiarity attached to the music, rather than an actual recollection of something he had once heard. There was something evocative about it, but elusive, like the music heard in dreams. And there we left it. I wonder whether I will get a call from Mr. S. one day, saying, I just heard it on the radio. It was a Bach suite for unaccompanied violin. Or whether what he heard was a dreamlike construction or conflation, which, for all its familiarity, he will never identify. Hewlings Jackson, writing in the 1870s, remarked upon the feeling of familiarity that is so often a feature of the aura which may precede a temporal lobe seizure. He spoke, too, of dreamy states, déjà vu, and reminiscence. Such feelings of reminiscence, Jackson noted, may have no identifiable content whatever. Although some people lose consciousness during a seizure, others may remain perfectly aware of their surroundings, yet also enter an odd, superimposed state in which they experience strange moods or feelings or visions or smells, or music. Hewlings Jackson referred to this situation as a doubling of consciousness. Eric Markowitz, a young musician and teacher, developed in his left temporal lobe an astrocytoma, a tumor of relatively low malignancy, which was operated on in 1993. It recurred 10 years later, but was then considered inoperable due to its proximity to the speech areas of the temporal lobe. With the regrowth of his tumor, he has had repeated seizures, in which he does not lose consciousness, but, as he wrote to me, music explodes in my head for about 2 minutes. I love music. I've made my career around it. So it seems a bit ironic that music has also become my tormentor. Eric's seizures are not triggered by music, he emphasized, but music is invariably a part of them. As with John S., Eric's hallucinatory music seems very real to him, and hauntingly familiar.